You're listening to A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. A-State Connections and Create at State are partnering together to bring weekly research interviews to the second segment of the show. The interviews feature faculty members who are working as mentors to outstanding students in various research projects that are making impacts in the community. These segments are titled A-State Connections and Create at State, Making Connections That Count. The first interview was aired last week when Dr. Argelia Lawrence and Lucia Acosta talked about their Rice research. I had a discussion with Emily Devereaux and Jessica Blackburn from Arkansas State University. Emily Devereaux is a Director of Research Development, and Jessica Blackburn is a Director of Foundation Relations for Arkansas State. Devereaux starts our interview by telling what Create at State is.
Well, just a little bit of history of Create at State. This is the ninth year for the Create at State program, and it's really grown into a year-long program instead of just a symposium. So it's really the student research and creativity development platform. And within the past 3 years, research and technology transfer and advancement have really joined forces and partnered to pull off Create at State so that it provides the maximum impact for both students and faculty in incorporating community engagement.
All right. And with this, I know this is a huge benefit, not just for students, but for faculty all the way around.
Absolutely. Faculty-mentored research and creativity with students provides a benefit to both faculty and students where they learn from each other. A-State is all about excellence in research and teaching, and research and creativity provides an avenue for faculty and students to learn from each other.
How is Create at State different and unique from other things that other universities may be doing, if you don't mind, please?
Well, Create at State is, like I said, the development platform for student research and creativity, and we've always had a symposium in the spring, but how we've incorporated, since we've grown with advancement through this partnership, we're able to incorporate community engagement, stakeholder and alumni engagement throughout the year with our students and our faculty. It's really important to A-State that we have that engagement aspect, because that's what research and creativity truly is about in the university and serving our community. And through the year, part of Create at State is the opportunity for students to become involved in faculty-mentored research and creativity through programs such as Student Research Council, Student Research Ambassadors. We also have mentored workshops for both faculty and students for written communications and oral communications that are tailored to their disciplines. We actually do a large co-curricular assessment of those events so that we know that the students are gaining maximum impact and the student learning outcomes. And we've actually seen an increase in our students' written communication skills, and also the need for the opportunity for students to be able to present to more diverse audiences, such as students maximize in the classroom being able to present to faculty and their peers. But when you get out of that comfort realm, such as coming on to do a radio interview about their research and creativity, or their podcast that they're developing, or going and presenting it to a community member, a stakeholder, an industry that's either coming into the campus or going out and presenting it, or in the conference setting, those stretch their comfort zone. So it's really important that we have programs throughout the year under Create at State that gives them these opportunities. It well rounds them and makes them develop those soft skill areas that helps them to join the workforce and be better prepared.
And how has this grown? You said it's been growing exponentially over the past couple of years.
Since 2015, and this is a true testament to where the research and creative culture is growing within the university and in our community, we've increased participation of students by 137%. And I would say Jessica bringing in the corporate engagement and community engagement has added that piece that has truly brought together the campus and the community.
And so that's Emily Devereaux, and we'll go back to Emily here in just 1 second. Jessica, kind of tell us about that, if you don't mind, please. Jessica Blackburn joining us about how this works in how we get the community and businesses and that kind of engaged and involved in this process.
Yeah, so essentially what we needed over in University Advancement was a way to really showcase our students. And when thinking about the best opportunity we have here on campus that showcases the best and the brightest that we do have here at A-State, we thought of Create State. And so bringing in, you know, anyone that is somewhere, whether it's a donor, someone that we're trying to engage with, just bringing them in and showing them what our students are doing has really benefited not only our students, but our corporations here just in Jonesboro and part of the Northeast Arkansas region. So really, it's just been a wonderful partnership with the research office, just being able to bring both of us together.
So tell us about how that works by way of being able to kind of bring in corporations and others into the process, if you don't mind, please.
So the way that it works is we just simply invite anyone that we are, you know, talking with or has supported the university in the past, and we ask them to come be a judge here at the symposium at Arkansas State. And so they come in, and sometimes they're here and they stay the full 3 days, and sometimes they just come in for different parts of Create State.
And with that, what's kind of what you hear after Create Estate or after their parts in this, and especially as this has grown over the past couple of years, how this has benefited them in the community?
So one big thing that we are really proud of is the fact that there has been no engagement opportunity like this before. So when we bring these people in, they just cannot believe the amount of talent that we have here at Arkansas State. So that has opened up the doors for scholarships, internships, and a multitude of other opportunities for our students. And our, you know, community partners are just so excited that they can continue to come and see the work that's happening on our campus and what our students are doing.
Emily, last week we had an interview about rice research with Dr. Aurelia Lawrence and also with Lucia Acosta, and so we can use that as an example. If you have, like, for example, Rice Tech, who they're working with, we see how this could, you know, benefit Rice Tech and their varieties and that, and how it benefits farmers. I mean, that's probably a perfect example of what Jessica is talking about.
Absolutely. It's how the research benefits the community. What are we giving back to the community? You know, research is a public good. The university is a public good. We're all in public service. And I think that as students and faculty recognize their disciplinary specific research and creativity components, it keeps an engagement both between the university and the community, and it inspires them to talk to each other.
Right. And so how have you seen this this partnership flourish over the past couple of years? Emily said that it's really grown exponentially with students. How has it grown over the past couple of years with corporations? Have you been getting them more involved in this?
I would say the growth is probably just as equal with the corporations and the alumni that we're bringing in. You know, in the first year that we did it, we had around 50, and then this past year we had close to 100. So, I mean, it has really grown to the point where we have people calling us asking, hey, can we come in and judge? You know, just because they hear their friend doing it and they're like, oh, we want to be a part of that too.
So when they judge, what specifically are they judging, and how are they participating in Create Today State, if you don't mind, please?
So the judges, they have kind of a rubric based on the types of scholarly work that they're looking at. And those rubrics are given to them by that specific discipline. And so whenever we're talking about bringing in judges, we're not bringing in someone, you know, that's an engineering background and having them judge something within fine arts. It's definitely specific to the discipline in which they will be judging. So that is kind of how that works, and they just kind of sit there and listen to the students, and really the students are judged a lot on, you know, their presence, their how they actually deliver their presentation and their scholarly work to the judges, and, you know, do they understand it? Is it relatable, or, you know, how this can actually benefit them maybe in the future.
And I would imagine that the critiques that they probably get back from businesses probably help in future research, I would imagine. Is that right?
Absolutely. Some ideas have emerged from Create It State, especially with the partnerships that have formed between the university and the engagement that Jessica has brought in. We have actually developed some industrial contracts and put in some extra grant proposals based on ideas between the faculty, the student, and the community.
So, and that's fantastic, and that's just another, that's a huge way that Arkansas State is making that connection into the community and making everything better, which is the overall goal of Create a State.
Absolutely. You know, it's that community engagement and then building the culture of research and creativity on campus. Before Create a State really grew over the past 2 years, there are certain disciplines on campus that didn't feel that they absolutely belonged within the research realm with Create It State. And I think something that has really transpired over the 2 years is that every college on campus, every discipline connects with Create It State and engages. And the students have really embraced and they're ready for Create It State in the fall instead of thinking about the symposium in the spring. And I think, too, that shows that testament of the growth in faculty research and creativity, because these faculty are the ones that are really pushing their students, and they're both engaged. And when you see them engaged together, they're learning from each other.
Emily Devereaux and Jessica Blackburn joining us here on KASU. So one of the things I want to tell you or tell our listeners is that obviously we have these interviews that you're going to be hearing a lot about the faculty and student partnerships that have been taking place, kind of the mentorships. And Emily, before we talk about the podcast and kind of how we're incorporating this, what does it mean to have that partnership, that mentorship between faculty and students, and how has that really thrived?
Well, co-curricular engagement, which is research and creativity, produces student learning outcomes. And in truth, faculty will tell you they have learning outcomes as well. That's part of education and their lifelong learning commitment. So the mentorship together brings what they're learning in the classroom into hands-on activities and applications and building those critical and creative thinking skills. And when you build those critical and creative thinking skills, you're also building communication skills. And when these students and faculty have opportunities to communicate their work, they have to think through, where did we begin? Where are we? And where are we going? And they both answer it in different ways, such as last week's segment with Dr. Argelia Lawrence and Lucia Acosta. They were talking about how they've learned from each other. One preferred the field, the other one preferred the lab, and then they joined their talents together and they learned from each other.
And that's exactly what we're talking about. So you're going to be hearing here on A-State Connections in the second segment of the show, in the future, these weekly interviews that you're going to be hearing. We've already recorded several. We'll have more that are going to be coming. And Emily, thank you for your work on that. But it doesn't just stop with A-State Connections. There's also another way that that people can access content. Tell us about the podcast idea and how students are excited about that.
Students love anything technology, we find, and they've been looking for other ways to be able to communicate. And, you know, this past year from our assessment of Create It State and the student learning outcomes, something that they wanted the students ask for are more ways to learn how to communicate, because it is out of their comfort zone. And the whole reason they're here, they're learning and learning how to communicate and engage for workforce development and with the public. And so students, and I think us as well, can attest to, we love podcasts. We listen to them in our vehicles. We listen to them at the gym. We take breaks. We listen to them over lunch. They're short and they're sweet and they're right to the point. And students wanted this podcast availability in order to be able to help produce it as well themselves. It's a way for them to further reach out to other students that are prospective students to A-State and to people across the United States on a national platform. It gives them a way to broaden their community outreach to other communities.
And so the podcast, the same segments that you hear on A-State Connections and you're able to get at A-State Connections will also be able to get through the podcast, which is going to be titled Create It State, Creating Connections That Count. And I love that that title that you came up with, Emily, because that's kind of what we're talking about. Connections that count and connections between the university and kind of what we're talking about, the community engagement and with others. So creating connections that count, create a state. That's going to be the new podcast that people can get.
I have to add, you know, through the connections, because every connection, it's important. And students and faculty, it's important that you make those connections. And also we play on every Red Wolf counts, because every Red Wolf counts, whether it's inside the university, whether it's in the community, our alumni, our stakeholders, prospective students, we're connecting with the community.
And I'd imagine, Jessica, a podcast like this would be able to help maybe in the outreach efforts that you have that's going on as well. Just another tool, I would imagine, to be able to make more connections.
Absolutely. You know, one of the biggest things that we need our community and stakeholders to realize is the availability of resources we have here at Arkansas State University. There's so much talent, there's so much research that's being done, and there are so many partnerships that can be formed just between, you know, the community, some of the industry here in Northeast Arkansas, as well as, you know, regionally. We have students that are willing to travel and go and try new things, and that's just something that I think the podcast will really help us get people to understand.
So that is that's airing now in that regard, and you can get those a couple of different ways. Of course, you can get them through KASU. You can also get through the NPR app. We'll be able to do it that way. There's a lot of opportunities for you to be able to get this show, which I know you're very excited about, Emily.
Absolutely. We've gotten a lot of excitement on campus about this podcast.
So you stay tuned to A-State Connections, because we will have for you a lot of stories, and we're going to continue with those stories next week, and we'll have them every week. So Emily, thank you for your help on that. We appreciate that. And Jessica, thank you for coming in. Before we let you run, Emily, your thoughts on KASU and what KASU means to the campus community and also to the community at large. What were your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. We really enjoy this partnership, to where we're able to work with KASU in order to engage faculty and students, and also bringing in community members, especially for this Create It State show, because it really is a connection. And it's a connection with our community, but it's also a national connection. KASU is, you know, NPR affiliate, and that brings a whole new level of communication that we can provide for what's really going on here at 8th State. And only through these types of partnerships can we keep bringing bigger impact. It's through a creative partnership, a creative process. And we all have these goals in mind, and when we come together, such as having something that is a tool to reach the public and to engage with the public, whether it's in research and technology transfer or advancement or public radio and technology, we have to embrace those and come together. And it helps both the campus and our community in Northeast Arkansas.
Very good. Emily, thank you so much. Jessica, anything else you'd like to add, please?
I just think that we have such a valuable resource here with KASU, and we're so grateful with our partnership with KASU and being able to showcase some of the things that we do here at Arkansas State University.
It's Emily Devereaux and Jessica Blackburn. You've been listening to this segment of A-State Connections and Create at State, Making Connections That Count. I'm Jonathan Reeves.